Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
To commanding your day. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for all you have been doing for us, all the battles you have been fighting for us, for all manners of victory that you have granted us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies. And we say glory be unto your name. Father, we commit this day broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray everyone, Lord, that listen to it today. Let them be blessed. Meet them at their point of needs. Comfort them on all sides. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be salvation. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, brothers and sisters, you are welcome to your special program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed, as you speak to today, the Lord Himself will answer you. The heavens will be opened upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, I'm going to discuss with you what I tell you. It will comfort you. Indeed, my God will comfort you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every pains in your life, the Lord will remove them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah 66, and I'm going to read from verse 12 to 14. The Bible says, "For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nation like an overflowing stream, and you shall nurse. And you shall be carried upon her, and bounce upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforts, for I will comfort you. Indeed, my God will comfort you. And you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Wherever you are right now, the Lord will comfort you. In the morning, my God will comfort you. At daytime, he will comfort you. At nighttime, the Lord will comfort you." Verse 14 says, "And you shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the land of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. The Lord will fight your battles for you. The Lord will bring about shame to your enemies in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Almighty God, His plans for you and I are of good and not of evil. We must always bear that in mind. Because God is ready. Because of His love for us, He sent His Son to come and die for us. He made a substitution in order for us to be comforted. In the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Glory be to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ has offered himself as a ransom for us. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary so that you may be comforted, so that you may be reconciled to the Lord, so that you may take your place in his presence. And so shall it be concerning you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because his desire is to bless you. As he promised our father Abraham, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, reading verse 13. He said, "For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you, my God will bless you, and multiply you." The Lord is ready to bless you. The Lord is ready to multiply you. Is ready to increase you on all sides. Is ready to fight your battles in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Psalm, Psalm 72 verse 7, it says, in his day may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. The Lord is saying you will flourish. The peace of God will abound for you in the name of Jesus. All the days of your life, you will experience the peace of the Most High in the mighty name of Jesus. He also tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, it says, and the Lord will guide you continually. Oh, that's wonderful. The Lord will continue to guide you, will direct your path. See, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. The Lord will grant you healing. Affliction will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we make your bone to be strong. I say, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose water do not fail. Oh, you will be like a spring of water. Your water will not fail. The Lord will continually give you ideas. He will grant you the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that you need to take you to that next level. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a watered garden in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want us to know is that the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 19, he said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem. The Lord will rejoice in you and be glad in my people. The Lord will be glad in you. The grace for you to please the Almighty God, the Lord will release unto you. All the days of your life, you will please him. You will never incur the wrath of the Most High in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. You are his people. The Lord will be glad in you. He said, no more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more, no more. The Lord is going to wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrows. He will wipe away your frustration. He will wipe away your disappointment. In the mighty name of Jesus, distress shall be far away from you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is his desire that you will be comforted. It is his desire that which you desire, he will grant unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But for all these things to begin to happen in our lives, we need to obey his commandment. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 48, Isaiah 48 verse 18, it says, all that you had paid attention to my commandments. It says, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Brothers and sisters, God is saying, look, my son, my daughter, I want you to pay attention to my word. I want you to open your ears, hearken unto my words. As I give you the word, follow my words. And as you follow my word, he then said, then your peace will be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your peace shall be like a river, a flowing river. You begin to experience an overflow. You need to listen to his word. You need to hearken unto his word. And what is his word? He tells us his word in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He said, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is his own trouble. Say, seek first the kingdom of God. And when you seek first his kingdom, then you can be sure that whatever you desire, the Lord will grant unto you. He will grant you. All you need do is to seek first the kingdom of God. Set your priority right. Let Jesus be your number one priority. Don't start chasing after anything. Chase after this Lord. Seek after him in the morning. Seek after him at daytime. Seek after him at nighttime. And not only you seeking after him, but proclaim the goodness of our God. Let the world know who this God is. Tell the world the wonderful thing that this God has done for you. And as you continue to do that, you will see the heavens open on your behalf. You will see his favor surrounding you. You will see his favor making way for you because you are seeking him first, because you have made him your number one priority. And as you do so, the Lord will not disappoint you. He has never failed, and he will not fail you in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you are listening to me this day, and you are not sure of your salvation, all these benefits we have spoken about, all this comfort we have spoken about, it's for those who are in his camp. Can it be said that you are in his camp? If you are not sure of that, I want to give you that opportunity today, my brother and my sister. Wherever you are, it's a very simple thing. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins, wash me with your blood, and I declare that it's you and you alone I will serve. All the days of my life, I will not serve any other one. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I want to thank you. I want to bless you. On behalf of these, your children that have given their lives unto you this day, I pray, Lord, that indeed you will write their name in the book of life. By your mercy, Father, Lord, these ones, Lord, will remain connected to you all the days of their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to also lift up everyone that has listened to this broadcast today. I want to say, Lord, concerning these ones, they are blessed in the morning, they are blessed at daytime, they are blessed at nighttime, in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. The Almighty God will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will make way for you where there are no way. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory. He will perfect everything that concerns you, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a new season for you, a season of joy, a season of fulfillment, a season of demonstration of his power in your life, in your family, in your career, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will send helpers to you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction will not come near you. It will not come near your family in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I cover you, I cover everything that concerns you with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And brothers and sisters, continue to enjoy the peace of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.